Don't worry, Dad. Toby's asleep. He'll be easy to watch. I like babysitting him now. The two of you can go out and enjoy yourselves. We'll be fine. Don't worry, I'm feeling good today. Now for some homework, I guess. Let me just open this window. Get some fresh air. An owl? Oh, just an owl. Get out! No, it can't be. You're not real. There is no Goblin King, there is no Jareth. Just like there was no Hoggle, or Ludo, or Sir Didymus. They were just figments of my imagination. Imaginary friends that I created because I didn't want to grow up. The doctors, they helped me get rid of them. They all went away when I told them to, after enough times. I've been cured for months, and my pills make sure I stay cured. I can't explain why you're here, though. Where are my pills? Did I forget to take them? I should call my doctor. My pills! How did you get them? Give them back. I need them. Why are you doing this to me, you evil man? Help me. You're the one that started this. You kidnapped my little brother and took me into your world. No, you didn't. That was just my imagination. You're just my imagination. You and your scary hair and tight pants and those balls and crystal balls, I mean. You know what I mean. Well, the doctors had a field day whenever I talked about you. They told me I had... Well, I was repressed and obsessed at the same time and all these other things. And even though I banished you myself, I'll banish you again. Just give me my pills back. Dance with you. Then you'll give them back. Why should I trust you? And again, why should I even be talking to you? You're not real. So then I guess it does no harm to dance with you. But you'll give me my pills back afterward? Okay. I didn't say I'd go back to your castle or wear this dress again, but this... place isn't real. And neither is this dress. And this dance won't be real either. So, let's get it over with. Why are you doing this? Are you trying to win me back? I was never yours to begin with. You've changed. For the better. Why don't I believe you? Well, I've changed too. What? No, not for the worse. I'm better. The doctor said so, and I have given up foolish things. I live in the real world now. I'm not a child anymore. I'm very happy. What? No, I'm not crying. Tears are for children. I'm a woman now. I'm mature, and I don't need childish things, like all the toys I threw away, or the friends I threw away. I miss them. Noble Sir Didymus, strong, gentle Ludo, sweet Hoggle, even you, Jareth, especially the one the doctor said... was the bridge between being a girl and being a woman. But, the dance is over. Are you going to be true to your word? Give me my pills back? Thank you. These pills, they're what saved me. They drove away the fantasies. I'm happier now that I'm on them. If I take them now, all this will go away. You'll go away, Jareth. These pills, the ones that keep me in the real world, they made me grow up and stop feeling. I have something to say to you, pills. Give me the child. Through dangers untold and hardships unnumbered, I have fought my way here to the castle, beyond the goblin city, to take back the child you have stolen. For my will is as strong as yours, and my kingdom is as great. You have no power over me. Ludo, you've come back! And Sir Didymus and Hoggle, oh, I missed you so much. Please, forgive me for all the things they made me say to you, and for making you go away. Please, let me hug and kiss you all. I will never do anything so cruel to my friends again. Jareth, don't go. You deserve a hug and a kiss most of all. You have changed, and changed me. You've allowed me to be a girl again, and enjoy girlish things. I can stay in your kingdom, and be a girl forever with my friends. But for my special friend, my bridge between two worlds, I can be a woman, too. We can do the magic dance. Forever.